I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Seeing is believing, and if you see recent satellite images of one corner of northeastern Nigeria, you'll see evidence of what the extremist group Boko Haram is capable of.
What this shows us is the scale of the destruction that's happened, absolutely corroborating the very disturbing testimonies we'd already received.
That's Amnesty International Steve Crawshaw describing satellite images he says show the effects of Boko Haram's attack on the town of Baga near Lake Chad. The assault just over a week ago took hundreds, maybe even thousands, of lives.
What these satellite images show is the before and after. So it shows thousands of destroyed or damaged buildings, massively burnt out areas over a really very large area within this one particular town especially. And also, secondly, of interest, corroborating what we'd already heard, you can see that in the before image, many boats on Lake Chad, the fishing boats, which were there for people's livelihoods, clearly. And what we see in the after pictures, the boats are all gone because people have fled across Lake Chad because it was so dangerous.
So how did you get them? I mean, is this open source geographic information systems that anybody can have access to?
There are a number of commercial companies that do this. In this case, it was a commercial provider, Digital Globe. It's this kind of thing, of course, only governments used to be able to have this. Now we can use it. And obviously, you know, you need to analyze it. You need to go through it. You need to be quite careful with what you're doing. But certainly it can be a very, very powerful human rights tool in showing us above all the bigger picture. We can give the details of what has happened to human rights victims and survivors, can tell their stories. And of course, from the air, you don't get that. But it does show you the big picture in a very vivid kind of way.
As I look at them, my untrained eye can clearly see the destruction of trees, and presumably that's fire. They were chopped down. How do you go about analyzing these pictures once you have them?
So we work with technical experts, although I think your listeners will be able to decide for themselves if it's on your website, indeed on Amnesty's website, to see, I think, with a little bit of help, a bit like reading an X-ray, if you like, with a little bit of help. This is with false color, so it's not immediately the kind of thing the naked eye would see. But when they are blown up, and of course you can get pretty good detail these days, if you're looking at one image, maybe it wouldn't make that much sense. But if you can see how it was before and how it was after in particular areas, I think that it can show you a lot of, wow, this has really changed. And that's a pretty powerful message in itself.
If there was an analogy to compare the destruction in northern Nigeria in these pictures that you've seen, say, with a city you're familiar with, like London, would it be like all of Hyde Park gone in one afternoon kind of thing?
It's certainly, for those who know Hyde Park in London, Hyde Park is a pretty large park. So, I mean, yes, it must be said, we have taken images only from these two places, but this is a kind of pattern that's actually been repeating in many, many different places. This is the most shocking thing about it. And another thing which also doesn't get attention, really gets insufficient attention, terrible crimes committed by the Nigerian military as well. So Amnesty International published evidence last August of beheadings by groups associated with the military. And that was then videoed by those working with the military. So very, very serious crimes, deeply shocking crimes, which are being committed on both sides. And I think turning a blind eye is simply not an option on either side.
That was Steve Crawshaw of Amnesty International. You can see those satellite images for yourself at PRI.org.